I tell you what, I'll tell you this right now. I'm not going back to Las Vegas until I talk to somebody about where you can get a good meal in that town.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Holy cow.
Thank God.
I've been there. Well, you know, Las Vegas is not one of my preferred destinations. I have to come clean on that. Call me a prude. Call me whatever you want. Usually, if I have to go there for a convention, I stay way south of town at a place called Green Valley Resort. And it's out of town, off the strip, and all that. But I tell you what, we were there for the Junior National Rodeos for our granddaughter to participate. We were there, just there for the KBiz show, international show, which fills the convention center. And I'm going to talk about that in the 10 o'clock hour. Convention center is 3.2 million square feet. 3.2 million. It's the largest convention center in the world. And they fill it wall to wall with over 600 exhibitors. And you think, well, how can 600 exhibitors fill 3.2 million square feet? Jennifer, how big was the Kohler plumbing fixture display?
Probably as big as my house.
It was twice as big as your house. Oh. Honey.
it felt pretty roomy.
It was 5,000 to 6,000 square feet, just the Kohler faucets. And Delta faucets were right next to them, and they had another 5,000 or 6,000 square feet. It's really a pretty impressive show, and as a builder and a remodeler, you got to go periodically and just take a look at the new things that are rolling out. But I tell you what, in the couple visits we've had at Las Vegas in the last 6 weeks, we have not had one good meal.
Well, I have to say, the Envy Steakhouse was pretty darn good.
Right next to the convention center.
Which was unusual. But a lot of the problem was we were eating with the masses. I mean, the logistics of trying to feed that many people.
We had press passes. And when you say the best meal of the day was the free meal you got at the press room buffet.
But
and
tried,
it was free.
We tried all levels, and it just seemed like you had to pay a whole lot of money, talking about like $100 a plate, to get a really good meal. But just to have a regular whatever,
anyway,
it was really hard.
So y'all have dining tips for us in Las Vegas. Email it to us. I don't know. We have no return trip back, but boy, I'd sure like to have a couple names of a couple places.
And let's emphasize Cajun food, because the few times I've been to Vegas, and the only reason I go is to see the Beatles Love Show, because
okay,
the best thing in town. I'll see it five times. I've already seen it three times.
Oh, okay.
But I don't really know any place to get Cajun food down there.
We have not tried. That wasn't anything we looked for. So, but I mean, I would have been happy just with a decent salmon fillet. I mean, Jennifer had a bowl of shrimp one night. You couldn't even eat it. It was horrible. Anyway, that's enough rant on that.
Was it shrimp? Was it actual shrimp?
It was shrimp cooked beyond where it tasted like shrimp.
We're here to talk. We got off on Las Vegas with one of Rosie's, I won't blame Romy for that. Well, he's not even here. One of Rosie's bunny trails.
Yes, that really wouldn't be fair.
Because Jennifer and I were just at the kitchen and bath in industrial show. Like I say, it fills the convention center. I don't think it fills 3.2 million square feet. There's a lot of that. That's just storage. But it's well over 1.5 million square feet, over 600 vendors. It brings 100,000 plus people to Las Vegas for a 4-day event. And when I come back, our phones at the office are completely jammed with people now in 2020 want to start that next remodeling job. And they want to know how soon can we get out there to give them an estimate. So I'm using the start of this year to kind of give everybody a little education on how to elect, how to decide how to go forward with that project you're trying to tackle. In the last segment, I was telling you, you can tell if you've got the right candidate on the phone just by the questions they ask you on the before they even get to your house. We need to know when your house was built. And today we're covering the reason why. We were using asbestos in residential construction really all the way up into the 90s in limited applications. Asbestos is still legal to use in some applications. But if we're getting ready to tear apart a piece of your house, the asbestos is perfectly safe sitting there in the ceiling popcorn texture, or in the drywall tape, or as the mastic to your vinyl floor, or in your vinyl floor. The asbestos is perfectly safe sitting there, undisturbed. But as soon as we disturb it and create friable components of asbestos that can be breathed in, you don't want to live in your house. You need to evacuate the home and let us get in there and completely abate the asbestos. You have to have the room, the whole house, then certified it's asbestos free even before I can put my carpenters and drywallers and painters and cabinet makers back out into your house. So we won't let you back in either. So if you're considering a remodeling project here at the start of 2020, and January is always one of the busiest months, people put it off through the holidays and they say, I'll call in January. And baby, I got some statistics to share with you. If you got a project in mind, you ain't the only one, Chad. I'll tell you that right now for sure. Right here at Rosie on the House. Give us a ring and get online during the break at 1-888-767-4348.